Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenge. And today's Tuesday, so it's the day we explore in the Bible the idea we introduced yesterday. Yesterday, I started talking about what it looks like to reset our use of time in the world. We've been talking throughout this series on reset about how following Jesus changes everything, how it transforms different areas of our lives, and of course, this week is about our time. It's a key thing that Jesus transforms. And the passage from the Bible we're going to look at today is an encounter where Jesus is at the home of two sisters, and he challenges one of them on how she's using her time. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Now that's kind of a frustrating story to listen to because as we read it, we're not quite sure who to side with. It can be hard to tell who we're supposed to be cheering for and who's wrong because Mary and Martha don't seem to be at odds with each other in terms of their relationship with Jesus. One of them doesn't love Jesus and one hates Jesus. They both welcomed him into their home. And yet they're doing quite different things to relate to Jesus. Maybe in the recent holidays, Christmas or Thanksgiving, you found yourself in the kitchen trying to get a dinner together for all your relatives or friends and being frustrated that one particular family member or another wasn't helping, wasn't doing enough. We can find ourselves siding with Martha and wondering why Jesus wouldn't stand up for her. We can almost imagine that when Martha says to Jesus, "Why don't you tell my sister Mary to get up and help me?" We can almost imagine Jesus saying, "Yeah, that would be consistent with my teachings. Go and help your sister. Look at how much work she's doing. You should really give her a helping hand." That would be consistent with what Jesus seems to be all about. It certainly wouldn't be a polar opposite of his teaching. And yet that's not what he says. You might also imagine Jesus getting up himself to help Martha. Again, that would be consistent with Jesus as a servant leader. We see him later in his life washing his disciples' feet like a servant. So it wouldn't be inconsistent for him to get up and help either. So it can seem a little strange to us that Jesus responds, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about all sorts of things, but your sister has picked the right thing." Well, this relates to yesterday when I said that how we use our time is all about choices. It's not always clear how we should use our time. Sometimes we have a whole array of choices in front of us and it doesn't seem like one is clearly wrong and one is clearly right. I said yesterday that when faced with those kinds of choices, we have to keep our goal in mind. We have to remember the point, what we're trying to achieve in any given time or in our lifetime. In this case, that seems to be what Jesus is focused on. He has some bigger sense of purpose that it seems like Martha may have lost sight of. There are two possibilities for what that is. One would be that Martha's concerned about gender roles. Normally, a woman like Mary wouldn't be sitting at Jesus's feet learning from him. To be a disciple of a rabbi, to be learning directly from a rabbi like that, meant that you were wanting to become a rabbi yourself and go and teach others the teachings of the rabbi. For Mary to sit at Jesus's feet was a strange thing for her day. Culturally, it was extremely inappropriate. And maybe Martha was reacting to that, to Mary being so comfortable as to sit at Jesus' feet like a man. Now, certainly Jesus was open to it. This wasn't Jesus' issue, but it was an issue in their culture. And so maybe that's what Martha was reacting to. The other option is that Martha really is just concerned with the meal. She has an honored guest in her home, and she wants to put on a nice spread. She wants to really pull out all the stops for this visiting rabbi. It's possible that's what's going on, and she's upset because Mary isn't helping. But what Jesus does, regardless of why Martha's upset, what Jesus does is he points to a different goal. The goal right now is not to serve him a wonderful meal. The point right now is not to be concerned with the culture's gender roles. The point right now is that the Son of God is sitting in Mary and Martha's house. He is ushering in the kingdom of God. the reigniting of our relationship, our close personal relationship with God. He's making that possible yet again, despite all our sin and rebellion against God. Jesus is on earth. God himself is on earth, making it possible for us to know God personally and intimately again. God is in Martha's house, and she's in the other room. That seems to be what Jesus is focused on here. He is teaching about his kingdom. He is inviting Mary and Martha to be citizens of his kingdom, to have that kind of relationship with him. Mary seems to be willing to sacrifice her culture's gender roles and her time to make that happen, to be part of it, to sit at Jesus' feet, to enjoy this limited time opportunity. And unfortunately, Martha is letting those things get in the way. The creator of time himself is sitting in Martha's living room, and yet she won't even give him any of his time back. The time that he's given to her as a gift to care for and to use, she won't even give him any. Now, we sometimes act in life like we can create time. I know I certainly do. I'll schedule myself so tightly I'll forget to leave time for travel between things. I was even late getting here to the clock tower to film, because I forgot to leave enough travel time. We can sometimes act like we create time, but there's only one who does, and it's God. Unless we're God, which I don't think any of us are, then we have to figure out how to use the time we've been given, since we can't create any time of our own. A Christian who lived a long time ago and was a great reformer, Martin Luther, said the following about time and faith. Oh, faith is a living, busy, active, mighty thing, so that it is impossible for it not to be constantly doing what is good. So if our time is meant to be used for good, that begs the question of what is good? And that's the question I want you to think about today, hopefully with a group and not alone. Maybe you can invite some friends to watch our videos on the same days as you, and then whenever you are together in one place, to discuss our daily discussion question. So today I want you to discuss what makes for a good use of time. We all have a sense of this, I'm sure, because we all get upset with ourselves when we don't use our time well, when we fritter it away on Facebook or reading blogs or watching TV. We all know what a bad use of time looks like, but what is a good use of time? I hope you have a great discussion thinking about that, and I wanted to remind you as well that as a community we're trying to read the Bible in sync, so make sure you check our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow. Break it.